Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by District 2 County Supervisor Randy Hanvelt, kicking off a five-part series with the individual supervisors, talking about issues facing the county as well as their specific districts. Supervisor Hanvelt, next thing I want to ask you about is the county's budget. Do you feel it's in a pretty good place right now?
Well, I think we're in as good a place as we can be. The county budget, any budget, look at your personal budget. Look, there are always constraints. You have to make choices, okay? And revenue really has not been growing at the same level that costs have. So it becomes a challenge. And the uncertainties we've seen in county funding add to that issue. I mean, I think we talked about, the Donnell fire, for instance, recently. We sent county fire units up to do structure protection. We sent law enforcement up there. We sent road crews up there to do work. We spent over $100,000. That was not in the budget. And we talked about roads and a lot of this emergency repairs, storm damage. Even if we get federal funding, still like 6.25% comes out. And that's better than 25%, but that money comes out, and that we don't plan on emergencies. We do our budget. And so there's a lot of pressure on the budget. And there's always things we'd like to do that we have to make choices on. So the budget is a challenge. It always will be a challenge. But right now I see more uncertainty. Roads, SB1 was funded, and we all got that tax increase that the legislature put forth. And if that gets repealed, that will put more pressure on our road budget. There isn't sufficient discretionary general fund money to do the things we need to do. But with the uncertainties and everything else, we're going to be very tight with this budget and how we manage it. There are things we need to do that aren't getting done. We know that. And we'd like to do those things, and yet there's lots of people that would like to put pressure on us to donate money to some cause, all worthy, we can't give up some rainy day money to cover some of these emergencies. You know, we committed a lot of money to this tree mortality thing, and with some due diligence at the state level, we got them to fund a lot of that match money, although it wasn't retroactive quite far enough. But that happens when you're the leader, and Tuolumne County is the leader on a lot of these issues, going out there and tackling them. That's why everybody's interested in what we're doing.
One thing we haven't talked about yet today is water. I know you were among those who were toured with Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, when he was at New Maloney's a while back. You know, what has your attention right now in regards to water issues?
Well, we have to be practical, and you know that I'm an engineer and a scientist by training, and I believe you have to have practical solutions to things, and I don't think the State Water Board is being exactly honest. This is not about fish. If they were serious about dealing with fish, the salmon and the steelhead trout, they'd be dealing with the predator species that are not endemic to the state, not natural here, like striped bass and largemouth bass, and they be having open season on them all the time. But they're eating most of the small fish as they go out toward the ocean. This is all about water for Southern California and salinity encroachment on the Delta. When they decided they were going to take water from the upper Sacramento and run it down to Tracy underground and then pump it south, the salinity encroachment on the Delta would become worse. Had to, because you were taking water that wasn't flushing the Delta. And I talked to them. I talked to them and I said, you're going to demand more water from the San Joaquin and its tributaries, specifically the Merced, the Merced, the Stan, and the Tuolumne. Oh, no, we're not. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. And if you want to solve the salinity problem, you could put floodgates at the Carquinez Straits. You open them on ebb tide. The fish will go through half the time. The ships will go through half the time. You close them on flood tide so the salinity doesn't encroach. You solve a lot of that salinity problem, and you'll be flushing the Delta, but you'll only be doing it half the time. But it's a better solution and a more cost-effective solution than what they're doing now. And you know, when Zinke was here, he said, hold it, the federal government owns New Melones and Shasta, and I don't believe your water demands are consistent with the water commitments and the water usage that we're committed to. And the state wants to dictate those things. So I think you're going to have a head-to-head there. But water is important to us. It doesn't that long ago we had wells going dry, and we were dealing with that with some state help. But we were paying 25% of that too, by the way. And so water and the ability to provide water to our people is really important. So we have to work with all the water people, the purveyors, and the irrigation districts, South TUD, and irrigation districts in the valley, and make sure we have assured water supply for our people. That's important. That normally isn't a county function, but we have to make it a county function because our people are more important.
Supervisor Handfeld, we've touched on a number of topics. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a privilege to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to communicate with the people of Tuolumne County, and appreciate what Clark Broadcasting does in this regard.
We thank you for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Again, that was Supervisor Randy Handfeld, who represents District 2. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by the District 5 Supervisor, Carl Rodifer.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.